Trump's presidency falters amid plummeting approval and midterm fears. A former Trump official has warned that President Trump's political standing is in jeopardy unless he delivers a strong State of the Union address, as his administration faces mounting struggles and sinking public approval. After a year in office, Trump's team acknowledges it has shifted from an aggressive, offense-driven agenda to a defensive posture, following a series of public missteps and policy disappointments. A Washington Post ABC News poll, conducted the 12th to the 17th of February, shows Trump's approval rating at its lowest point in 5 years, with net negatives across major issues: border security, -3, the economy, -16, immigration, -18, tariffs, -30, and inflation, -33. Insiders admit that the enthusiasm and momentum of early 2025, when America first priorities dominated, have given way to a politically fragile 2026, with midterms looming and Republican prospects dimming. Advisors stress that Trump must frame his upcoming speech around economic affordability, the defining issue of both 2025 and 2026. Despite his past dismissal of the concern as a hoax, Chief of Staff Susie Wiles has repeatedly urged Trump to stay on message, emphasizing the administration's legislative achievements, particularly the rollout of benefits from the One Big Beautiful Bill, intended to bolster public support ahead of the elections. Political strategists caution that the president's approval rating will be the key determinant of midterm outcomes. Veteran pollster Witters notes that sub-50% approval historically leads to an average loss of 32 congressional seats. Trump's tendency to go off script, coupled with his administration's defensive posture, now raises serious questions about his ability to recover politically as 2026 progresses.